Detective Burns returned to city today. The Atlanta Constitution, Tuesday, the 14th of April, 1914, page 5, column 2. Frank's mother, Mrs. Ray Frank of Brooklyn, arrived in Atlanta yesterday morning and will remain here indefinitely. This is her first trip since the trial, which she attended each day, sitting beside her son in the courtroom. She asserted her belief that he would be given a new trial and eventually would be acquitted of the murder charge. She has already visited him in the tower, and a happy scene ensued upon her appearance at the condemned man's cell. Detective Burns did not return to Atlanta yesterday, but will likely arrive today. The nature of his journey from Atlanta is still a secret. Chief Lanford of the Headquarters Detective Department refused Dan Lahan permission to see the evidence he says he possesses pertaining to Frank's alleged immorality. He told the Burns man, however, that he would reveal the evidence to Detective Burns himself. Lahan is said to have told the detective chief that he did not consider the evidence already exhibited sufficient to hold water, at which Lanford is said to have replied that he had evidence in numerous affidavits which have not yet been made public. In the interview with Lanford, Lahan was accompanied by C.W. Burke, a private investigator attached to the office of Luther Z. Rosser.